Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Coffee Talk. If you've just joined us, Coffee Talks are the short in-between episodes where we read your user-submitted stories, hang out with friends, talk about witchy pop culture, or chat with you about what's going on in our personal practices.
Oh, my God. You said witchy correctly.
I know. I
think that's second time in a row.
And second time in a row.
So good.
I've broken the curse.
We'll see. Anyways.
Yeah, speaking of jinxing things.
If you want to be featured on Coffee Talk, email us at submission@coffeeandcauldrons.com. Or you can send us your submission on our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com. You can send us your tips, your ghost stories, or any other kind of funny story you think that the community would love to hear. Be sure to let us know if we can share your name or if you'd prefer to stay anonymous. Your social media usernames are also a great way to get credit.
And don't forget,
we're just going to hang out.
We're taking submissions for folklore stories right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we are. I actually spent some time talking to one of our Discord members about her husband is Native American and mm-hmm. he has like skinwalker stories and stuff. And I'm like, hello. Send us them.
Hello.
Why haven't these been sent our way?
It's like you don't even listen to the podcast.
We're just kidding.
Teasing.
Or am I? No, Robin's serious. Never sarcastic serious. Or anything. It's really like everyone's like, oh, it's dry humor. It's not.
I'm deadly serious 100% of the time. I don't even know how to joke.
I feel like that would be like the funniest type of person to be around just because they're so serious.
Just very literal at all times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So basically a toddler that never got past the toddler stage, yeah?
Oh my god, speaking of toddlers, my toddler, I have to watch my mouth around this kid.
Oh no.
They slammed their finger in a drawer, not too hard or anything like that, but they went, fuck, shit, finger. And I was like,
okay, mommy and daddy need to watch our mouths.
I don't know where they heard it from, but it wasn't
have been me. That's for sure. No, I'm an angel. No. I've never done a derogatory thing in my life, so... I did cut Maria off. This week we are just hanging out. I'm on vacation, sort of. Maria is... What are you doing? What's your excuse?
My excuse is that I'm stuck at home. My wife went to Vegas for all of last week. And was I jealous? Yes. Was my SAG moon very upset that I didn't get to go travel? Yes. Yes, it was. But no. I'm at home. But I have been hanging out so much outside and just like bird watching, and my chase tree finally started to bloom, which means it's like a bee haven right now, because I don't know, like if you look at my chase tree, there has to be like 1,000 like bumbles and stuff all over it.
It's so
fun to watch. And anyone who's allergic to bees is probably like, is it?
You sure about that?
the great thing, they're so like entranced by the chase tree that they don't come near me, even though the chase tree is close by. So
it's like a moth in one of those like lights. There's like, yeah, chase
I'm
tree.
Serious. I wish I could take a video of like just how many there are on there, but you know, iPhone cameras are not the best.
They aren't.
No,
they aren't, but they do the job. I don't know if you saw on the internet, Frank bought me a bunch of haunted dolls. Definitely not haunted dolls.
They're so cute.
They're outside right now drying because I gave them a bath. And when I tell you the amount of filth that came out of these dolls, it was grim.
Much love
it
dolls.
Was really, really grim. They're from the 40s and 50s. And they're so cute. Like, I love them. Frank's like, they're 100% haunted. Smokeball's like obsessed with the dog that we got. I literally am like, that is mommy's. And they're like, dog, woof, woof. Like, feeding the dog, sitting with the dog. I'm like, all right, just don't ruin it. Because that was the one mommy really wanted.
These toys are for me, not for you, child.
These are my grown-up toys, actually. So don't get any crazy ideas, baby.
That reminds me of, there's this doll that we gave our witchling. I think it was for the spring equinox. And our dog has like claimed it as like their own. So she will literally, like, out of all the stuffed animals, because my witchling has like a ton of them, will go into their room and just grab that one single doll. And
that's really
like
funny.
All of a sudden I'm cleaning out the kennel and it's there.
That's really funny. Do they mind? Does your little mind?
Yes, because then the doll becomes, you know, smells like dog spit. And
yeah. Okay, yeah, that's fair.
We love
that's
that. Fair.
That's so funny. No. I'm obsessed. We went to the farmer's market in San Rafael, which is really, really big. Mm-hmm. And when we got there, they had this big like French antique market, outdoor market.
Ooh, take me.
It was like, it was essentially just like a flea market. And I know they said it was French, but I didn't see anything particularly French there other than the like I don't know what to call it. It was like what are they called? The musicians that wear like the striped shirts and the little like kerchiefs, and they've got like the stand-up bass.
Yeah.
They're like, they were singing in French. Like, that was like the only French part about the French market, as far as I'm concerned. literally, but it was really fun. And that's where we got the haunted dolls.
It does sound fun.
It was really, really fun. It was huge, too. There was like 400 booths.
Are you going to do some readings with your haunted dolls?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, because we have that class coming up. So on the 24th of June, the Patreon class is using tarot for paranormal investigation. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how to do that. So I'm really excited for Katie's class. And I'm going to implement it after the fact on these creepy dolls. That's my plan.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm really excited for that class too, just that's how I connect with spirits, is that I use tarot to connect with them. So it'll be fun to see a different perspective on that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited. Like, I use tarot as well for like communication in that kind of respect, but not in such a like a targeted kind of way.
Niche.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so like, I'm fully going to be taking notes in that class. I'm excited.
Yeah, so am I. I think we've had like three paranormal classes just because we're like, hello, we're obsessed with the paranormal.
Yeah, who cares? It is actually my right, okay, as a woman, to decide that I want to have a million paranormal classes in a row.
I need to ask the person who I was thinking of to do like a water magic class since it's summer.
Yeah, if you could do that sooner than later, and so we can lock it in, that'd be sick. Because if not, I gotta figure out who else we're gonna know.
It's been such a long month.
I will say though, I just put up all the the book club options for next month. And the last book club we had, it was a request that we align our instructor with the book club book. And so usually it's been taking us about 2 months to get through a book. So I'm hoping that the class after next month, so what is that? August, it's the author, whoever they choose for the book, assuming that the author is interested, of course. But yeah, I think it'll be cool.
I'm very excited for August because for me, that marks the start of spooky season. So
yes, well, July, excited. In my opinion, but you know, whatever. To each their own, I suppose.
That's when I start bringing stuff out. And yeah. I am definitely decorating my tree again. So it'll be fun. And then I'll get yelled at by people on the internet for decorating too early. But it's fine.
Who cares? I don't understand why people like have such an opinion on that sort of thing.
People like doing stuff that brings them joy. It's just decorations. And
it's not hurting anybody. Like it's in your own home. Like, please get a fucking grip. Like, there is, people are dying, Kim.
Oh goodness.
I don't understand why people are so like weird about that sort of thing and being like, especially like, you know, Halloween, I feel like people are a lot more lax on, but like Christmas, people are like, it's not even Thanksgiving yet. It's like, who gives a shit? First of all, I don't celebrate Thanksgiving because that's a really bad holiday. Like, so if I want to do it on November 1st, I will do it on November 1st and you will back off.
That's what we tell, like, we tell people we celebrate, you know, our quote Thanksgiving on the autumn equinox. That's our like thing. And what am I gonna do? Decorate November with turkeys and stuff?
I literally don't care about Thanksgiving at all. At all. I don't give a flying fuck about Thanksgiving in any capacity. I don't enjoy it. First of all, we don't eat meat. So okay, a turkey. And I'm just not really like personally down to celebrate the genocide of millions of people. That's just really weird to me. Obviously, no shade to people who do want to celebrate it, but I don't. And so if I want to set up my Christmas tree on November 1st, back off.
I think my wife just gets irritated because Halloween is like her favorite like holiday.
Yeah, but that's
so
different.
I can tear all this stuff down the next day. I'm like, it's done. Now it's my time.
It's done. We are
ending.
I
like both
the joy
very much
now.
And, but my wife likes Halloween a whole bunch more.
The joy ends immediately. Goodbye.
My wife just really loves Halloween. I love Halloween too, but I love, you know, the whole winter time a lot too. Like,
see,
I love
I'm a fall baby. I love autumn. I am not somebody who's into winter. I like.
Well, that's not your fault because you're around snow all of the time. Of course, you're not going to be into winter when you're dealing with it. If you deal with it like maybe one day out of the year, I'm sure you'd be like, oh, it's okay.
Yeah, I just. Especially like when we talk about things like magical practices, I really like getting outside. I like connecting like with the earth. I like, you know, going out and like being a part of like nature and stuff. And I just don't feel like I can do that when
feet
of snow.
In the South, that's our time to go out. It's not hot. It's not hot. And it's actually pretty nice outside. I mean,
it's so
everything's
cold.
Dead. But it's fine.
Like where we live, like it will be like negative 10 degrees outside with like 4 feet of snow. And you're just like, please kill me.
Oh my gosh. It was so funny. When my wife was in Vegas last week, it was like the same temperature here. But she's like, 80 degrees there feels like 70 here because of the humidity.
Yeah.
And she was like, people are swimming. It's freezing.
I don't know. Like, I feel really, really, really desensitized to the cold and the hot because of like how extreme our temperatures are. Mm-hmm. Like, even before we came down here for vacation, it's like 85, 90 degrees in the daytime, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then it was like 28 at night. And it's like, make up your mind. Am I turning on the heater or not? So it's like air conditioner in the daytime, heater at nighttime. Please,
love that the Bay power Area bill, weather.
The power bill is just, it's no going to be insane.
Yeah.
We're in the Bay Area right now, and mm-hmm. it's beautiful, like actually beautiful. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. Mm-hmm. Like it's foggy in the morning and then beautiful by like around this time till like 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. And then it's back to just being foggy and it's wonderful and great. And I'm just like going outside and going on walks and being a part of the world. And I'm just like, oh, right, civilization.
Yeah, when we were there, the weather, yeah, we really enjoyed the weather. It was very yeah. nice. Very
well, yeah, nice. Anything's better than the humidity of the South.
Agreed.
I remember when you guys were here because it was the summertime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was like the perfect time to escape the South weather-wise.
It was so funny because Scar was not used to like a dry heat that mm-hmm. like her lips got super
so
tapped.
Dry.
So dry. And she's like, I didn't have to wash my hair for like 5 days.
Yeah, I wash my hair once a week.
The life.
My hair though, like, because I have naturally curly hair, mm-hmm. well, wavy. It's like wavy hair, like it's not curly curly. If it's like too dry of a heat, my hair just looks like stringy and like mm-hmm. like wiry and like so bad. That's part of why I always pull it up, because mm-hmm. otherwise I look like I'm insane.
I just pull up my hair because I'm lazy.
That too. I'm also lazy. Yeah. But like when I go somewhere with high humidity, my hair is really pretty. It's like my hair is like really curly and nice and like.
So what you're saying is that you need to come visit me.
Yes. I thought you were going to say move there. I was like, bitch, be for real.
No. Move to Asheville. Move to Asheville like me and Scarlett want to do.
Yes. Yeah, you guys should move there.
You know, moving. I know. Expensive. So expensive.
Plus finding a new job, everything else. Yeah, I know.
Well, actually, my wife could keep her job and just like, but she would still have to go in once a week. And I could not do that drive. That would be terrible.
How far away is it? Like
about 2 hours, 2.5 hours, one way.
Yeah. That'd be terrible.
Yeah. No thanks.
You couldn't do it, but you don't have to. That's what Scar's for.
Bish hates driving.
Oh, same. Unfortunately, I married a man that doesn't have a driver's license for America, so he never drives.
Aww, lame. He
only drives in the event of an emergency.
Yeah.
Like, he can drive. He just never got his driver's license here.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Only in That's the event fair. Of an emergency, like when I went into labor. Could you imagine if I had to drive myself to the hospital? It's like a 40-minute drive.
No.
I would have died. I would have crashed the car. We would have died.
I want to tell you something that happened this morning. Oh my gosh, it was such a cute and wholesome moment. I was sitting outside like I do in the mornings because I've been trying every morning to have my coffee and my breakfast outside because, oh no, I'm just in a better mood through the day.
Yeah.
But okay, two things happened. One, like, you know, we live in the South, so we have like a ton of lizards and stuff. All over the place. But one lizard literally jumped from the chase tree onto the furthest hydrangea and then hopped to the other one and then hopped to the other one to go sit on a leaf and like stare at me for like 20 minutes.
That's so cool.
It was so cute. And he just hung around there. And I know, it was male because he had the whole like neck thing. So like every time he'd be like, hey, want a mate?
Hey, pretty girl. That lizard was trying to have sex with you.
Luckily, he wasn't making eye contact when he was doing that. But
luckily, me and the lizard did not make eye contact. I don't think we're going to make it official.
But in that moment, I was just like, I don't know. It was that weird, you know, witchy moment where it was like, are you a garden spirit? If I didn't have my, I didn't have my deck near me and I didn't want to move because I didn't want to
scare him.
Yeah. But it was really cute.
I think he was just very horny. I think that lizard wanted to have sex with you.
It was definitely not the brown lizard that was like, you know, somewhere else.
Oh my gosh.
And then the chase tree, like I said, like there's a ton of bees. I saw like a bigger thing like floating around tree and I was like, what the fuck is that? Like it had to have been like at least 2 inches. Mm-hmm. But it was a little baby hummingbird that was living on the chase tree.
Oh my God. My uncle got photos of a hummingbird nest. I've never seen one in my entire life.
They're so small.
So hummingbirds made a nest right outside of his bedroom window.
Uh-huh.
Like didn't even have to move anything. He just looked outside one day and there was a hummingbird nest. And so he is a photographer. He got all these photos like of the eggs, the whole process. And I've never seen any of that like before. Granted, I probably could have Googled it, but I never did because like whatever. And it was so cool. Like
their
so
nests
cool.
are so small.
So
it is
small.
So adorable. Like so cute.
Like the best. So, I was very, very happy to get to see that.
Yeah. But the little baby hummingbird, like, was moving around the chase tree and then it went onto the porch and did the same thing as a lizard did, was just like stand and float in the air and like stare direct
Are you
eye
a
contact.
Goddess?
I know. I was like, am I Snow White?
It's happening.
I was so sad when it was time to come in because I was like, what else is gonna happen? Like, this is nice.
You should have stayed out there forever.
I know. I'd be like, sorry, Robin, I cannot record today. I'm too busy living my Disney
sorry,
princess
I'm
dreams.
Literally a Disney princess. I can't help you.
No, but oh, I enjoyed it very much.
That's amazing. And, really beautiful, actually. Well, I think that's it for us today. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm on vacation. Maria's chilling. So we were just having a little check-in. But next week, we have Mint Fairy on the show. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's going to be really good. We're going to talk about fairies.
Yeah, we are. Like, we've actually had a ton of requests to talk fairies and fae. So
it's going to be good.
Yes. And our Mint is an expert on it.
Yes.
So.
King Mint is the one for us all.
Yeah.
My liege. So thank you all so much for joining us this week on Coffee Talk. We hope to see you next week for our regular episode. You can check out our website for links to our submission forms. Remember, we're taking folklore submissions, or shoot us an email at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com to tell us any ghost stories, witchy stories, tips, or topics that you think that the community would love to hear.
And as always, if you enjoy Coffee and Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on any streaming service that you are on. Or if you want to support us directly, consider joining us on Patreon, where we share articles, special part 2 exclusive episodes, have a Spell of the Month box, and a Discord full of fun events
so
and activities. Yes.
Well, on that note, we will see you guys next time.
Yep.
Bye.
It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from 2 closet finishes and 4 colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now. Save